Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on announcement of assembly elections in Bihar. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Vishal Dahiya, journalist.
Election Commission of India has announced the dates for Bihar assembly elections today. 243 seats in Bihar Assembly will go to polls in two phases in the month of November, 6th November and 11th November. Let's listen in.
बिहार के चुनाव दो फेजेस में होंगे. पहले फेज के डेट गेजेट नोटिफिकेशन 10 तारीख को आएगा, दूसरे का 13 को. लास्ट डेट ऑफ मेकिंग नॉमिनेशंस पहले फेज की 17 को होगी, दूसरे की 20 को. स्क्रूटनी 18 और 21, विड्रॉल की आखिरी तारीख 20 अक्टूबर और 23 अक्टूबर, और डेट ऑफ पोल 6 नवंबर थर्सडे और दूसरा 11 नवंबर ट्यूसडे. काउंटिंग 14 नवंबर को होगी और पूरी चुनावी प्रक्रिया 16 नवंबर तक समाप्त कर ली.
Mr. Prasad, the much-awaited electoral battle for the year 2025 is here now finally. Dates have been announced and now is the time for political parties to, you know, draw their lines, pick up their candidates, make those promises. How do you look at the election scenario in Bihar moving from here onwards? There has been a lot of momentum which has, gathered in the past month or so. But now that the dates are announced, it looks like the peak moment is here.
Yeah, it's like, if I could put up an analogy, it's like now the liftoff date for the rocket has been put. So the reverse countdown has begun. We all know, as you just announced the date. So what happens is, Election Commission, the model code of conduct kicks in straight away, which means a lot of restrictions come into play. But political parties are already geared for it. And as you pointed out, for the last few weeks, in fact, there have been a series of campaign-related activities. Now they'll have greater momentum. And as we go along in the coming days to come, you'll see the political wrangling going around, seat-sharing issues cropping up, all kinds of arguments coming up. Eventually, they'll pad up and get into the fray.
Indeed, and that's something which is going to be common for both the ruling alliance and the opposition as well in terms of finalizing the lineup of the candidates, seat-sharing formula, and also winning combination in the elections, which is ultimately the key to form the government as well. But meanwhile, let's also listen in what the Election Commission has to say about the facilities for voters and guidelines for voters.
मतदाताओं के नाम एक संदेश रहेगा कि कृपया अपना नाम इलेक्टोरल रोल में जरूर चेक कर लें, क्योंकि अगर अभी भी छूट गया है तो नॉमिनेशन से 10 दिन पहले तक जोड़ा जा सकता है. कृपया अपने पोलिंग स्टेशन के बारे में ईसीआई नेट से जानकारी हासिल करें या अपने बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर से समझ लें. वोटिंग जब आप करते हैं, अगर बाय चांस किसी कारणवश अगर आप अपना वोटर कार्ड लाना भूल गए हैं, तो 12 अल्टरनेटिव डॉक्यूमेंट्स होते हैं जिससे कि आप अपनी आइडेंटिटी बता सकते हैं और उसके बाद वोट डाल सकते हैं. मतदाताओं को ये विश्वास रहे कि हर पोलिंग बूथ पर AMF, दैट इज अश्योर्ड मिनिमम फैसिलिटीज, उपलब्ध होंगी. वोटर इन्फॉर्मेशन स्लिप्स हर मतदाता को पहुंचाई जाएंगी. अगर आप मोबाइल लेकर आते हैं तो डिपॉजिट फैसिलिटी रहेगी. सर्विस वोटर्स हैं तो आपको पोस्टल बैलेट की सुविधा रहेगी. अगर आप दिव्यांग हैं या 85 प्लस ईयर्स के हैं तो आपके लिए होम वोटिंग की सुविधा दी जाएगी, बशर्ते कि आपको फॉर्म 12D भरना हो.
The Election Commission has also deployed a significant amount of officers for smooth conduct of the election. In fact, the voters can directly talk to their BLOs as well. And all these officers, as per the Election Commission, are deployed for the voters' assistance.
The entire election machinery of Bihar is just a call away. Agar koi bhi matdata ya koi bhi vyakti ECI Net app ko download karta hai, और अगर अपने एपिक नंबर डिटेल को डालता है तो वो अपने BLO से बात कर सकता है. वो अपने जो बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर्स हैं उनको अपनी कॉल बुक कर सकता है और बात कर सकता है. इसी तरीके से जो इलेक्शन कमीशन का बहुत पॉपुलर नंबर है 1950, सिर्फ प्लस 91 जो इंडिया का कोड है वो लगाना है. STD कोड जहां का भी आपकी विधानसभा क्षेत्र है वहां के SDM का STD कोड और 1950. अगर आप ये डायल करते हैं तो 90,712 BLOs, 243 EROs, 38 DEOs और CO स्वयं मतदाताओं के लिए किसी भी दिक्कत अगर उनको आ रही है या ग्रीवेंस है उसके लिए सज्जत रहेंगे.
With strict security arrangements for these elections, the Election Commission has also said that there is no scope for any violence or coercion of voters. In fact, the Election Commission has announced 17 new initiatives in Bihar elections.
Bihar ke daure par Chunav Aayog ne jila magistrates ko, superintendents of police ko aur sabhi enforcement agencies ko sakht nirdesh diye hain. Zero tolerance to any violence. No scope for any kind of intimidation or threat to voters or candidates. CAPF will be deployed adequately and in advance as a confidence building measure. All officers to act in absolutely impartial way and easily accessible to all the stakeholders. Bihar ke in chunavon mein 17 naye initiatives liye ja rahe hain jo ki Bihar se shuru hokar pure desh mein lagu honge. चुनाव आयोग ने एक एक इनिशिएटिव और इनकी प्रायोगिता को देखते हुए ये कदम उठाया है और एक ऐतिहासिक कदम इसको माना जाएगा.
मिस्टर प्रसाद, दीज 17 न्यू इनिशिएटिव्स आर वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. यू नो, इफ वी गो थ्रू द लिस्ट, सम की आर ऑफ कोर्स द पोस्टल बैलेट्स विल नाउ बी काउंटेड बिफोर द पेनल्टीमेट राउंड ऑफ द ईवीएम और द वीवीपैट voter slips and all. Apart from that, out of these initiatives, several of them make use of the digital technology as well, be it providing information to the voters or ensuring that the voters can connect with the BLOs and ensuring also a smooth experience for the voters when they come to the voting station. For example, limitation of 1200 voters on a polling booth to ensure that there is no crowding.
Yeah, I think all these are welcome initiatives, Vishal. Primarily, remember, the whole process should be free and fair and accessible to people. And now with technology driving most of us in almost everyday life, the Election Commission has naturally extended and expanded its activity to bring you onto the digital world and make life much easier because almost everybody is on a mobile phone and the applications are available. So that's one thing, because common refrain is, you know, officers nahi milte. These kind of complaints used to crop up. So removing that is a big irritant. Removing that irritant is important. Plus of the 17 you mentioned, I think one of the things they also have decided to put a color photograph of the candidate.
Yes.
Pasted onto the ballot paper.
And ensuring that BLOs also come up with their identity cards.
Yeah. So it's all to make it more transparent, because transparency is the key. And eventually the Election Commission is neutral body. It starts to conduct elections for the country or the state government or state assemblies or whatever it starts to and mandated to. And it should do in a manner where people have full confidence in the poll body, which has been demonstrated time and again. And all these measures add up to increasing the voters' confidence in the whole system being transparent and allowing free and fair elections.
Another issue which has been debated and discussed in the past 3-4 months is the SIR in the state of Bihar. In fact, let's listen into what the Election Commission has to say on SIR in Bihar before we have a discussion on that.
विशेष गहन परीक्षण के दौर में मतदाता सूची का शुद्धिकरण किया गया. इन्यूमरेशन का पीरियड 24 जून से 25 जुलाई तक रहा. 1 अगस्त को ड्राफ्ट सूची पब्लिश की गई और सभी राजनीतिक दलों को भी दी गई. 1 अगस्त से लेके 1 सितंबर तक क्लेम्स एंड ऑब्जेक्शंस का पीरियड रहा, जिसमें जिसको भी, चाहे वो मतदाता हो, चाहे वो राजनीतिक दल हो, चाहे उनके बूथ लेवल एजेंट्स हो, उनको क्लेम्स एंड ऑब्जेक्शंस देने का भरपूर समय दिया गया. और उसके बाद पात्रता का परीक्षण हुआ और 30 सितंबर को फाइनल मतदाता सूची प्रकाशित कर दी गई. लगभग 22 वर्षों के बाद बिहार में मतदाता सूची के शुद्धिकरण का कार्य सफलतापूर्वक 30 सितंबर को संपन्न हुआ. लगभग सभी राजनीतिक दलों ने यह मांग की थी कि मतदाता सूची में काफी त्रुटियां हैं और इसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए ये कदम उठाया गया. हालांकि सोशल मीडिया पर इसके बारे में कुछ बढ़ चढ़कर कहा गया, लेकिन सत्यता ये है कि आज की तारीख में बिहार के 243 इलेक्टोरल रजिस्ट्रेशन ऑफिसर्स ने 90,000 बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर्स के साथ मिलकर 1.6 लाख बूथ लेवल एजेंट्स, जो कि 12 मान्यता प्राप्त राजनीतिक दलों ने नियुक्त किए थे, उनके साथ मिलकर इस सूची को शुद्ध करने का बहुत ही सराहनीय काम किया है और बिहार ने देश को ये राह दिखाई है.
मिस प्रसाद, द इलेक्शन कमीशन हैज आफ्टर द सक्सेसफुल SIR एक्सरसाइज इन बिहार इज आल्सो सेइंग दैट दिस विल बी कंडक्टेड पैन इंडिया आल्सो एंड दैट फॉर द डेट्स एंड द एंटायर यू नो शेड्यूल ऑल दैट विल बी डिसाइडेड लेटर.
चुनाव आयोग द्वारा निर्गत आदेशों को देखेंगे तो पैन इंडिया अर्थात हर स्टेट और यूटी में SIR करने का निर्णय चुनाव आयोग ले चुका है, उस पर कार्य भी जारी है।
इट लुक्स लाइक SIR is going to be a major election issue this time around in Bihar. And apart from that, what else do you think voters' focus will be on?
Well, I think let us accept it. The fact that SIR has already become an election issue. The opposition has been talking about it time and again. They've raised many objections. People moved to the apex court seeking for clarifications, and the whole process itself came into wide discussion. In fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, it is during one of those things, this thing was asked whether SIR could be conducted in the whole country. And it can be nobody's case that the electoral roll should not be clean. That's a fact. I mean, of course, people have different things. And I think the election commissioners and the chief election commissioner did make a point that it's a well-mandated, it's a task that needs to take clear. If you move away from the election commission, I think if you look at it, the political parties who are trying to contest against the governing coalition would try and build up case about what did not happen in the last 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. Remember, Mr. Nitish Kumar has been the chief minister for a majority of the 20-year term. Since 2005, he has been the chief minister, barring a small interim when he put a different person in place, Mr. Maji. But otherwise, he has held the fort. It's also the fact that he has shifted camps both sides. He's been with the alliance with the RJD, he's been in alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party. So this struggle will be against what the opposition will try and stick certain things onto the government, things they did not do or things they should have happened better. On the other hand, right from beginning, if you see the talk that is coming out from the governing coalition is the rule or the governance or lack of governance during the RJD regime. Uh-huh. That's what they are harping about. So this battle will continue amid issues of common interest, whether it is prices, whether it is employment, migration. And remember, there's a new political party waiting to test the waters this time, the Jan Swaraj Party.
Yes, Jan Swaraj Party will also be in the field. In fact, now the season begins of claims and counterclaims, attacks and counterattacks in terms of political language.
Promises and more promises
and perhaps, you know, accusations of broken promises as well. But moving away from Bihar, another announcement by the Election Commission today was on the by-elections on 8 assembly segments.
8 by-elections bhi honge. जम्मू कश्मीर के 2, बटगांव और नगरोटा, राजस्थान के अंता, झारखंड की घाटशिला, तेलंगाना जुबली हिल्स, पंजाब में तरनतारन, मिजोरम में दंपा, ओडिशा में नौपादा। डेट ऑफ पोल सबका 11 तारीख ही होगा और काउंटिंग 14 नवंबर को होगी।
So, Mr. Prasad, 8 assembly segments also going to polls?
There are vacancies.
Significant in various states?
Yeah, there's basically of this 8, 6 are occurring because of the death of the sitting candidates, mm-hmm. or the members of the various legislative assembly. I think in case of Jammu Kashmir, the chief minister had contested from 2, so he resigned once.
And resigned from Badgam.
And so. In case, I think in Rajasthan, there was a disqualification for some reason of the sitting legislature. So this is necessitated because you should not keep electoral representatives post vacant beyond a certain point of time. And this has been the practice of election commission that during, if the election, major elections are being held in a state, they try and have a by-elections wherever it is necessitated. So it's a normal process that they have to undertake. We'll have to see how it plays out.
I'll take you back to the Bihar elections, because something which strikes us is that there are 243 assembly segments, and this time around again the elections are being held in 2 phases. I remember the days when elections in Bihar were held in 6 phases, 7 phases, 5 phases. So what does this indicate? The confidence of the election commission, the confidence of the machinery and the people who are involved with conducting free and fair elections in the states or the parliamentary elections as well, also shows the maturity level of the democracy, India as a democracy, which we have reached.
I think it's a combination of all these factors, plus the fact that the security situation must have been taken into account. And remember, just yesterday and day before, the election commissioners were in Bihar to assess the various things. They held discussions, wide-ranging discussions with the administration and political parties, and most political parties wanted the phases to be less. In fact, Janata Dal United asked for a single day phase, single polling. But then you're right, from multi phases, it's come down to 2 phases, and I think it's a fair way of.
It's a positive indication. Absolutely. There it is. Thank you so much, Mr. K.V. Prasad, for joining us here Spotlight. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on announcement of assembly elections in Bihar. The participants were K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Vishal Dahiya, journalist. Spotlight.